food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is the second day of July, 2024. Welcome to tonight's program. We got a guest on tonight that I met in Missouri. I guess it's been 3 years ago this summer. I think it has been 2 or 3 years. We're going to talk to Devin Evander in a minute. He'll tell you all about his upcoming movie that's coming out, okay? So don't go away on that. Before we do that, though, Lord willing, we're going to have the church again this weekend, Bible study, this coming Saturday, which will be the 6th, first Saturday of the month. We're going to try to finish the teaching we started last week, how Sodom conquered America. And my golly, folks, the kingdom of Sodom, the spiritual kingdom of Sodom has conquered America completely. Nonetheless, going to finish that up, of course, and always have our Christian Worldview News segment, and our prayer request time, whatever. And if you want to join us, you can. You can watch us live if you go to PastorButch.com and click on Rumble. There will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can always listen on the phone at 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. Well, you want you to join us. You can even call and say hi to us. This past time, Phil forgot to turn the phones back on after the first segment, so we didn't get any phone calls coming in because Phil forgot to turn it back on. Nonetheless, we do normally take phone calls if you want to add anything to what we're talking about or discuss the lesson I'm teaching, whatever you want to do. But this weekend, we'll finish up the lesson we started on how Sodom conquered America. And don't forget also, we're offering the special for this month, 10% off all of our literature in our catalog, books, or other literature, 10% off everything. Like I said last night, this has been order-wise probably the slowest month and a half, 2 months we've ever had in the ministry. We're trying our best to offer you great products at a tremendous price and give you a break on some of them, folks, to generate some funds coming in, of course, but also it'll bless you, I pray. I mean that seriously. And, of course, I mentioned about the so-called pride flag flying over Capitol buildings, the White House, church buildings, school buildings, everywhere. And I can't get Christians to fly a Christian flag. Are we ashamed to proclaim who we are? Are we that embarrassed to live in a society where probably we'll get ostracized and criticized and who knows what because of our stand for Christ? He told us in Matthew chapter 10 that if we're ashamed in him before men, he would deny us before the Father. Now, that's what it says. We're offering a Christian flag, folks, normally $15. We're offering to you a discounted price, $12 delivered. But all four flags we offered, offer the Colonial flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag, the Confederate battle flag, and the Christian flag, Normally $65 for all of them. Normally $55 for all of them on sale for $45. But at least get the Christian flag and put it somewhere in your property. If you live anywhere at all where you're permitted to fly any kind of flag, why don't you proclaim your thankfulness for salvation through Jesus Christ? And let everybody know who you are and not be ashamed of it. They may tear your flag down like we used to do their perverted flags, but now we back down and accepted it. Now we have them marching around naked in front of our children in public streets. And that's a fact, and the police protect them. America has been conquered, folks, not by China, not by Russia, at least not yet, but by the kingdom of Sodom. Now, that's just a fact. And don't forget, now, Thursday, we will not be in the office, of course. It is the 4th of July, what we always called Independence Day, and we're going to take a day off and let everybody spend time with their family. We're back in the office, of course, next week as usual. But anyway, our guest tonight, like I said, is David Heavener. I'm going to let him tell you more about himself and what he does. David, I said, I got to meet him. We met in Missouri. David, has that been 3 years ago this summer or 2 years ago?
Oh, Pastor Butch, I think that's been 3 years, man.
That's
time
what
just
I thought.
Flies when you're...
It does fly. Yeah. It does. As a matter of fact, it goes by so fast, sometimes I stop wondering what day it is. That's how fast the weeks go by. They just fly by.
I tell people, time goes fast when you're being persecuted, you know? Time just flies
by. Yeah. And when you're fighting a war and have lots of dragons to slay, you don't have much time off, do you?
No, you don't.
That's just the way it goes.
That's the problem. Yeah, that's right.
But tell the folks a little about yourself. I got to meet you and your wife. By the way, she's a lot prettier than you are. I want you to know that.
Well, you know what? Here's the deal. My wife is not only prettier than me, she's more talented than me, and she's smarter than me. So what can I say? But, you know, she's the wind beneath my wings. And
I did
a sermon on that. Yeah, and you know. I came from Nashville, Tennessee. I was a songwriter, wrote some top 10 records back in the early 80s. And then I went out to L.A. to pitch my music, and I wanted to get it in movies. And somebody thought I looked like Clint Eastwood, and they told me to audition. Well, I just did this impersonation of Clint Eastwood, and I got the part in the movie. So 50 movies later, which I was writing, directing, starring, and producing for HBO Showtime, starring and directing people like Tony Curtis, Martin Landau, and Ernest Borgnine, a lot of oldie goldie great actors. That was my career, you know, Butch, and I did very well. God really blessed me. But I always wondered, how in the world would a guy with no money from Kentucky, Tennessee, no connections, how could he ever do this? Well, I realized that it was just God preparing me for the mission that I'm on now, making this TV series called The Last Evangelist, which deals with end times persecution, deals with the AI Bible, deals with the Antichrist. And so it's a TV series, and we're on episode 2 now. Episode 1 came out last year. And I play a cop that busts underground churches because they won't register with the government because there's a virus and people have to stand 6 feet apart until I hear God's voice and I go blind and I wake up and start seeing things that I'd never seen before. So with the Bible in one hand, a gun in the other, I take off to find the Antichrist.
Okay, interesting. I mean, folks, you got to see it. I don't want him going and spoil the end of it. But from the way it sounds, I've not got to see it yet. It must be a very action-packed movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a TV series. They can see episode 1 right now on davidheavener.tv. Just go there and sign up. We have over 700 shows on there, all about the end times, interviews. I think I even have one interview with you, Pastor Butch, on there. You can watch Last Evangelist, episode 1. And episode 2 is coming out July 20th. We're having a big premiere, red carpet, and you can come in person. We'll be in Dayton, Ohio, or you can watch it online virtually and get your tickets at davidheavener.tv. It'll help support the ministry.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit for the new listeners and people that maybe heard you for the first time. How did you get started? I mean, your early life, you said you wrote songs and you were in Nashville writing songs. You were doing pretty well. You got broke into the movies by looking like Clint Eastwood. But what got you moving in this direction?
You know, ever since I was a kid, I was always picked on. I had glasses, I wore glasses, and they called you Four Eyes, and they big bullies knock you down. So I would sit in class and twist my hair or curl my hair and daydream about how the girl was being beat up and the whole town was under siege, and I would show up as the hero, and I would, you know, get the girl and save the town, right?
Right.
So I always had these daydreams of being a hero. And when I went to Hollywood, I just wrote a very simple script about a guy whose family was destroyed by a Los Angeles gang, and he was a country singer, and he, of course, would shoot squirrels out in the woods and went hunting. Well, he straps on his gun and heads into town looking after the street gang, going to take them out one by one. So, you know, it was kind of it's a vigilante type movie, and so that's why I got into what I got into. Dirty Harry was one of my favorite movies. I was a Christian, but I wasn't really a sold out Christian. I wasn't all in. I was just playing around like many Christians do. But it wasn't until I gave my life to God and said, look, I'm willing to take the hits no matter what. It wasn't until then that he gave me The Last Evangelist. And episode two deals with deals with the ramifications of the vaccine. What is it going to look like in the years to come? Two kinds of people, the kind that took it, they're dying, they're sick, or the kind that wouldn't, and they can't buy or sell. In either case, there's problems going on. And there is a one-world government, a supernatural entity controlling this whole thing. So my character tries to find out who that is.
Okay, that's very interesting. And now you wrote this, and I guess you're producing, directing the whole thing. You're doing it all, right? That's all in you and your wife.
No, my wife doesn't do much. Well, she doesn't do much. She helps market it and stuff. But I write, direct, star, produce. And the way I fund it is from the people, the viewers. They can go to lastevangelist.com, and they can donate. Whether it's $1 or $1 million, I haven't had any $1 million donors yet, Pastor Butch. But I'm going to call you if I do, because I'll take you out to a steak dinner.
All right, that sounds good.
But I'd like to have $1 million donors. How's that? It's donated by the people, because I make it for the people, for God's people, right? And so that's how we're raising the money, through lastevangelist.com, if people want to go there and check it out.
And your transition from what you're into with what you're doing now, obviously you've grown a lot. You didn't start out at the level you are now. How many years have you been involved in this?
I've been doing film for 34 years. I've been making movies for 34 years.
Huh? Wow. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, but God gave me Last Evangelist 6 years ago, about 2 years before the breakout of COVID, and I let people read it, and they thought it was sci-fi. But now, it's reality, you know.
And that's scary. That's scary.
Yeah.
I wish it were all sci-fi. I mean, a lot of things we thought were sci-fi, but when I was growing up as a boy, are all reality now. For example, AI and what it's doing, and it's just getting started. I mean, what we thought was just all make-believe is all coming true.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you're going to see these things unfold as time goes by. Episode one deals with the persecution of Christians and also the insertion, which is what they put in your body so they can actually inject the vaccine and actually controls you. And that's going to happen very, very soon. They're issuing the real ID. Everybody's going to have in the next year to come.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yep. And then all your information will be on there. You won't be able to fly unless you have the real ID. You know,
biometrics are a tool of Satan for control. They have been since the beginning, and they're getting much more what I'm looking for, much more accurate with it now. What they were, they can actually do that now.
Yeah, and so episode two deals with, like I said, the ramifications of the vaccine, but also who's behind it. And episode two also introduces the government Bible, the new one world government Bible, where they've taken out much of Revelation in the end times, and of course, you know, what they deem hate speech. And this is what's going to happen. People go, this could never happen. Well, it's going to.
It's already happening.
It is happening.
It's already happening. Yep, yes, it's happening already.
Right.
Absolutely it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, how many people have you seen that today have been prosecuted for thought crimes? I mean, now it's considered a hate crime. How do they know it's a hate crime? What are you talking about? Can they read your mind? Yeah. Can they see your emotions? That's all thought processes that they cannot determine, but they do.
Yep. That's right. You got that right. Absolutely.
So, yeah. What's your biggest obstacle? I mean, is a fundraiser, and what is the biggest thing you have to handle to get through all this?
Well, you know what? It is fundraising. That's an obstacle. But I'll tell you, Pastor, what I'm struggling with right now is I'm struggling with a vision of the future, which is a little concerning for me because I've always been able to see things that don't exist, you know, like a vision, you know, imagination. And it could be, and here's what's concerning. It's not about me. That's not what I'm saying. But I think there's some things going to come down the pike that's going to be devastating, and that's why I'm not able to see the future, because it's going to change very quickly. I don't know if that makes any sense or not.
It makes sense. Yes, it does. Makes very much sense.
Yeah.
And I hate to agree with you, but I think you're right on because I'm just sharing what I sense in my spirit and my heart, what I've seen also coming about on the news and different means of information I received from different sources. Anything can happen between now and election. Anything can happen. And another virus attack will make COVID look like a game, or a all-out war, or a terrorist attack. Anything to get our minds off election and get us scared back into the cage. That could happen any time, couldn't it?
Yes, it can. And what concerns me is I wrote The Last Evangelist several years before all of this. And so now with episode three, it gets into a severe epidemic, okay, and injection of another vaccine. Because, you know, I got people now, Pastor Butch, telling me, no, it won't happen again. They fooled us once. They won't do it again. Well, that's hogwash. I tell people, you fell for it once, you're going to fall for it again.
Absolutely.
You just think you won't. But they shut churches down and turned them into jab junctions.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, there's going to be a special place in the judgment when God looks at these pastors and they allowed their churches to be used for satanic implants, which
Absolutely.
Is a vaccine.
I agree.
And so I tell people, I don't want to hear any more of this. They won't do it to us again. No. That was a beta test, and they will do it again, and you will fall again unless you get down and repent for the last time you fell. You see, follow me on this if it makes any sense. If a person sins, okay, if they sin, which clearly I'm going to step right out and I'm going to be bold and I may insult some of your listeners, but if you fell for this scandemic, if you yielded, and I don't mean put on a mask or 6 feet apart every now and then, sometimes you just, you know, can't, but if you fell for that stuff and you turned churches into jab junctions and you yielded, the government became your God, if you did that and you have not repented, meaning get on your knees and say, God, I'm sorry, then don't tell me you're not going to fall for it again, because you will fall for it. There'll be a bigger pandemic, scandemic, and you will fall for it bigger and hot and harder than you ever fell before. That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Well, I totally agree. I totally agree. You know, the church, and I believe that although it was totally evil, planned. Our Creator God used COVID to test the ones that call themselves His people. He tested them, and the church failed miserably. The churches as a whole failed miserably, and that's a fact. They kept strip joints open, they kept beer joints open, but they closed churches, and the churches tolerated. That's toleration. Toleration is the gateway to hell. You know that, and that's what happened.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And people and churches, the churches failed God almost completely, and we should be ashamed. I don't see a lot of shame, or even people. I don't think people understand what they did. Even I don't think they're mature enough, or in Christ, or maybe not, or not committed enough to Christ to understand just how they really messed up in this situation. They really let down the whole nation because of this. They let it down.
Yep, they sure did. They sure did. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing. People said to me, David, I saw you wearing a mask. I saw you, you know, as a matter of fact, I would go into a store and I'd see people fighting because they didn't have a mask on. And I gently slid the mask up my face. And people said, well, you gave in. You go, no. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. You ever seen that movie, Pastor Butch, Pale Rider, Clint Eastwood, Pale Rider?
Yes, yes, long time ago, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you remember the scene where the miner, the poor guy, you know, they had a family that was, they were mining gold, you know,
right.
And you had the bad guys move in. And so the guy gets drunk, you know, one of the family members, guy gets drunk, and he comes out in the street and he yells at the bad guys inside the saloon, holds up his big pound of gold and starts shoving it in their face and bragging about how he's got gold. You know, he's drunk, walking in the street. Well, that's a lot of people that want to sit there and argue with people about masks and 6 feet apart and all that. They want to see the Antichrist wants you to riot. They want you to be obnoxious. They want you to. But you see, sometimes you have to use, you got to use tactics. You know, it's like being a spy in a war. You know, you sneak around the corner. You know what I'm saying? You catch the enemy off guard. Sometimes you play his game to a certain extent until God tells you to flip that switch, you know. And the reason I'm saying this, Pastor Butch, is because not all the time do you get up and beat your chest and defy and say, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. Not all the time. Sometimes you play the spy. Sometimes you weasel yourself in there. You know what I'm saying? And you listen to the Holy Spirit guide you and tell you when to mouth off and when not to mouth off. I got too many Christians that wanted to mouth off during COVID. And, you know, they weren't being effective. They were just being embarrassing, you know. Now, there were people like Pastor Art in Canada. I interviewed him several times. He spent many, many, many months in jail. I interviewed three or four pastors, and some of them are still in jail. But they did it a different way. They stood firm. They wouldn't yield. They didn't beat their chest. They didn't yell. They didn't carry on, you know, like some maniac. They just stood firm and said, this is God's word. I'm standing on it, and I ain't moving, you know? So sometimes we got to be careful in how we approach things. We can't just be maniacs and go around and beat our chest and tell the devil, you know, you're not going to kick my rear end. Meanwhile, he turns around and kicks your rear end.
That's true. I mean, you step out there on your own power, you're done. You're done.
Oh yeah.
You know it's confirmationally. You talking about Pastor Art in Canada? And of course, Canada's had its share of Christian heroes lately. Of course, Pastor Arthur Pulaski, one of them. They've had their share of Christian heroes. But yes, it takes courage to say no. No is a very simple word.
Yep.
It's not very complicated at all, but it takes courage to say no. It's that easy.
That's right. Yep.
You know, I don't understand how people have such a hard time with that. Go ahead.
Yeah. I tell people, don't argue with people. Don't sit there and give the devil an audience. You command something and you shut up and move on, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. So what do you... I mean, with all this going on, watch what's happening around the world. We're on the verge of all-out war in the Middle East right now. Lebanon's evacuating people. The embassies are pulling people out of Lebanon. We're on the verge of all-out war in the Middle East. Who knows what could happen in Europe with NATO and all. It's just unbelievable. So your movie. America is so close, so near a judgment from God, that it's hard for us to fathom how bad that's going to be, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, we hear of wars and rumors of wars, and we talk about, just like you said, with the Middle East, rightfully so. I'm not negating that at all. However, there's a war brewing right now in our homeland in the United States. I think we're looking down the barrel of a civil war right now. We touched on a little bit earlier that it's hard for me to see the future right now. I'm talking about the near future. And I think it's because some things are going to happen that are going to be devastating. And people aren't ready for it, Pastor, especially the Christian community.
I said the Christians are waiting for the rapture. They're not preparing for anything. They're not going to be here. That's sad, but it's true. I've seen it for many, many years. The church just doesn't believe that they're going to be here when all this breaks loose. But, brother, the Bible doesn't teach that. And if we're not here, our children are going to be here. That's where I'm standing. I have six grandchildren and three great-grandsons. I'm doing everything in my power to glorify God and maybe slow this down a little bit. I don't think we can stop it. Civil war is imminent. I do believe that. And world war is imminent. But we got to fight our best to stop this or slow it down anyway.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, this thing about the rapture, we have to be careful because the word rapture is not even scriptural. Taken up is. But they've turned this left behind thing, you know, and the Christian filmmakers have done this, you know. We hope that we will be taken up before there's a certain level of turmoil. And we believe that, and we pray that, but we have to work as if it's not going to happen, right? And at what point, Pastor Butch, think about it, at what point does turmoil and devastation and death turn into the tribulation? Because, well, I'm not going to be here during tribulation.
Hang on through the break. Hang on through the break, please. Hang on through the break, baby. Don't lose that thought. Don't lose that thought. Folks, back at the break. A lot more talk about and your phone call. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers, made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
And for you folks that do believe the Bible, and you still think you're going to be taken out of this before you get into tribulation, read Revelation 13 and see if it doesn't say to you, what it says to me, that Satan will be given power to overcome the church. That's in your Bible. Satan will overcome the church on this earth. Y'all know in eternity, he hasn't got a snowball chance. But on this earth, many millions will die because they stand for Christ. It's happened for the last 2,000 years. It's going to continue. It's going to get much worse in the future. So prepare yourself, folks. And what David's trying to do is very simple. He's trying to bring forth information in a different style than maybe we would normally hear through movies. He's trying to connect with people to show them what he sees in the future. And, folks, what he's seeing, he saw years ago, what I saw years ago, is coming to pass. You know, back in about 94, 95, I've been on the radio since over 31 years now, Dave. I started in March 93. And 94 and 95, they started on this what they called the gay movement. I call it the sexual deviant movement, if you want to call it that, sexual perversion. And I said, if we don't stop this now, one day they'll be getting married legally in this country. It never happened in America. One day they'll be adopting children. Never happened in America. One day they're going to legalize pedophilia. And they threaten to burn down the radio station. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. My wheels fall off my car. Had tie rod ends come loose on trips. I'm telling the truth on this. And just this past Saturday, I just covered in Bible study about pedophilia is now part of the so-called pride flag. The pedophiles are on there also. And my producer, Phil, said, do you remember back many years ago you said this would happen? People laughed at you. I said, yeah, Phil, do. And I said, you don't know how much I wish I was wrong on that, but it wasn't. It's like you're saying now, we're not necessarily prophets, but we can take the Word of God and see the future because it spells it out, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You and I were talking off the air about how we're concerned about the future generations if the Lord doesn't come back. And it's painful, you know, for us to know these things and see these things, but also it's a blessing. I mean, think about it. We're a very, very small percentage of God's people that see and hear these things and can grasp this. I'm not bragging because there's nothing to brag about.
No.
You know, but we are God's watchers and God's warriors and God's warners. Wake up, watch, and warn is what I tell people. And if there's anyone out there listening to me and God's laid on your heart that you're really burnt out going to these Six Flags Over Jesus churches or even these little mom-and-pop churches that don't go anywhere. You leave on the same level which you came in, and you're just as hungry, you know, leaving as you are coming in spiritually. If you're at that point, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, because that's where Pastor Butch was at one time. That's where I was at one time. But it's time to get out. It's time to get out of the system, folks. Once God speaks to you and says, hey, this is apostate, these people are not growing with me, it's time for you to get out. And that's what I had to do. I got out of the system.
Pastor. And by the way, that is hard. That is hard.
It's hard. Very difficult because... Yeah.
Go ahead.
You know, yeah, well, what you're doing, when you try to get out of the system, you're not just getting out of the religious system. You're getting out of a cultural system. You're getting out of a relational system, meaning when I pulled out of the church, my wife didn't. She stayed in the church, you know, for several years. And I didn't fight her on that. I let her go. She took the kids, you know. And I was a pastor. I was a pastor. But I said to her, I said, you know, I can't do this anymore. I said, if we can't be somewhere that I feel like I'm on a different level walking out when I walked in, then I can't be anywhere, you know, because I'm just not going to do it. So what you do is you fight your family. You fight your friends. They call you crazy, you know. And that's why I made Last Evangelist, because it appeals to people that necessarily wouldn't go to church. You know, it's almost like if you can imagine a Dirty Harry, Clint Eastwood, faith-based action movie, you know. That's what this is. It's a Christian crime drama that tells the truth about the real relationships with God and not this cheesy stuff, you know.
Well, from what you're involved in, are lots of people backing you on this? Are they standing with you, or what's going on with that?
Well, I do get people stand with me. I do have some warriors standing with me. Many don't. Like I said, we're only funded by those that want to donate. If they want to go to lastevangelist.com, they can. Or you can sign up at davidhebner.tv and watch over 700 shows on, you know, the Alien Demon Connection, Satanic Ritual Abuse, the Deep State, Illuminati, Nephilim, all this stuff. That helps support the ministry, too. But what is really encouraging, Pastor, is this, is that the people God has sent me are not people of social economic stature. They're not wealthy. They're not well-known. They're very humble. They live humble existence. Matter of fact, you may never know who they are, but they will come and they will pray for me. They will encourage me. They will donate what they can, whether it's a dollar or 10 or 20, whatever. That's what keeps me going. It's the little people. When I say little, I don't mean to belittle anybody. I'm talking about the people that are not
common
the big
people.
Movie stars.
Common folks like you and I. Common people.
Like you and I.
Yeah.
I'm just a back alley preacher. That's all I am. And so when I get the little old lady, when I'm speaking at a conference in Washington State, and a little old lady walks up to me and hands me a $5 bill and says, this is all I have left, but I want you to have it, and I find out that she drove all the way from North Carolina in her car just to listen to me and a few other speakers speak the truth, and she slept in her car that's when tears form in my eyes. And I think, my God, you know, it's so encouraging. As a matter of fact, I tried to give the $5 back to this gal. And this is a true story. I tried to give her the money back. How could I take $5 from a lady that slept in her car and drove all the way across America to listen to God's truth? How could I do that? So I said, I got to give you your money back. She goes, you can't. She goes, if you do, then you're going to steal from me. You know, that $5 is a blessing to me. I'm going to get blessed, right?
Yes.
And I realized that this is not prosperity gospel. That's not what I'm talking about. But I realized that when someone wants to bless you, even though you feel like they don't have the means or they really shouldn't, you got to let them bless you. Whether it's, you know, giving you a toaster or giving you a $5 bill or whatever. If God tells them to do something, you got to let them do it for you. Because
you do.
That's a blessing.
You do. Not only humbles you, it makes you understand that you're much more responsible now than what you were before she gave you the $5 bill. You're responsible now to do what you got to do. You have committed even more to obeying God because this woman's there back. You committed more and humbled you to the point that it'll bring you to your knees in humility.
Oh, will. You just said a mouthful, man. At that point, I got to tell you, I watch every nickel I spend when it comes to the ministry, and I don't take a salary. I'll just be honest with you.
I don't either. So yes,
I enjoy that because I'm free, you know. But there are expenses. But I got to tell you what, when I pull up to that gas pump. And I can either put high-octane gas in or I can put the cheapest gas. I go for the cheapest gas. When we've got to pull over and eat because we're going to a ministry, I'm going to preach, and I could buy a steak dinner or I could buy a McDonald's hamburger, I'll go for the cheapest thing. Because I remember that lady that drove across country, gave everything she had, that $5 bill. And if she's going to be like that to me, I'm going to respect her and I'm going to be a good steward of the provision that God has given me through this lady.
Amen. Amen. We are accountable, much, much more accountable because these kind of people stand behind us. Folks, that makes you more accountable to our Creator than anything I can think of. By the way, if I'm thinking of this too, I'll make an announcement here, if you don't mind, David. On the 31st of August at the Summersville Veterans Memorial Park in Summersville, Virginia, we're going to have a Natural Family Day. We have the Pride praise and pride this and pride that. We're going to have a Natural Family Day, and we're going to have it in a picnic area. Everybody bring a lunch to spend time with. We're going to have a couple speakers. We're going to have a time together to celebrate God's created family. Now, I hope some of y'all join us there. Really, there'll be no charge. I've already paid for the rental for the park. I've already paid the church. Our ministry paid for that, so it's paid for. There'll be no charge. If you want to give donations, that's fine. But there'll be no charge. Come and join us for a day of celebrating God's creation. Let's stay here in the state and let's talk to Chance right here in West Virginia. Chance, come on in. I haven't talked to you for a long time.
Yes. Hello, Pastor Butch. I just tuned in about 15 minutes ago when I caught your guest. David is his name?
Yes, David, yes.
Okay, David, you hit home with me when you mentioned how you stopped going to church, but your wife continued to go for years. I've had so many similar situations like that here because I've woken up to these churches. To me, they're all 501c3 cotton candy Christianity, and I can't. They don't teach revelations. They don't touch upon the important things. It's a waste of time. And that's happened to me many, many times, your particular situation. And here's another thing I've noticed, guys. I've also come across this. When somebody is physically ill, I try to recommend to them natural supplements or natural herbs. And the response I get is this. Well, he or she's got a doctor for that. This is the response I get. Now, the reason I bring this up is because you would think after all this time that people would delve into the scriptures and find out exactly how these nonsense churches, I call them now, are wasting their time, how the medical profession is wasting their time, actually killing them since COVID. And I'd like your response.
I totally agree. Totally agree.
Yeah,
I'm not saying doctors don't have their place. I mean, my goodness, thank goodness you break a leg, we can go to the hospital. But, I understand.
But for
God
trauma.
Created.
For,
yeah, for trauma.
For
yes.
trauma cases. That's it.
Yes.
For trauma cases. But and I like I said, so your guest, it gets awfully lonely. Once you pull away from these established 501c3 churches, you pull away from the medical profession, and then... You know, your eyes become open to how corrupt everything is, from churches to medical professions to banks. And you start breaking away, it gets awfully lonely. And that's why, Pastor Butch, your guest hit home. Now, David, has your wife come to see the light concerning the church?
She has. She has. She was a PK. She was a preacher's a kid. And her dad's a very conservative Baptist, very, very great people, mother and father-in-law. I love them. But she finally did. But you know what? The Holy Spirit had to guide me and say, David, keep your big mouth shut. I gave you one mouth
right.
and two ears. Listen and don't
right.
talk.
See, and I'm and in that situation. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Are you? No, it's okay. So you've got a situation. Well, I'll just finish this, and I want to hear about yours, but...
Yes,
but,
sir.
You know, remember, I was a pastor, too. I had pastored a Methodist church. I had pastored a Baptist church and stuff. And I even pulled out of the system because I couldn't take the apostate. But what I had to do is let my wife take the kids on to church and do that for several years until one day she looked at me and she goes, you know what? You and I are our church. And so at that point, it was me, her, and the kids around the table with the Bible study.
Amen. Amen.
Then, yeah. Because, you see, it all starts with the father and the family, with the father
right.
and the family.
That's true.
The church is in the home. People don't understand this. They think they have to go to some building with 1,000 people to be in church, and the more people, the better. No. Dad, you're the pastor of your home.
He's the priest of the house. Yes.
You're the priest of the house. If you can't do that, don't go to a building. You're going to get slaughtered by Satan because Satan goes to church, you know. And so anyway, I'm sorry I get passionate about this, but I started reading the Bible. And my kids, and all of a sudden, man, I'm telling you, it took off like a rocket. I mean, it was just beautiful. But so go ahead, brother.
I want to add one thing.
Yeah,
the real church that I said, the real church, the real body of Christ, is going back into the homes where it started. They had to leave the synagogue.
Yeah,
we're going to have to leave the whore church. I saw this too. And by the way, Chance, one question for you. I live in Nicholas County. Which county and state do you live in?
I'm in Greenbrier.
Oh, okay. You're not that far from me then. Okay. All right. You're not that far.
Yeah, away. I'm in Greenbrier. I'm only about 20 miles from the Virginia line. David, I have to say. Amen and God bless you for the fact that your wife saw the light and came back to you. Me, I'm still dealing with this situation. I'm in my mid-60s now, and I'm dealing with this situation on and on. Like I said, from recommending natural herbs to people so they don't waste their time putting so much faith in the medical profession. And that's why it gets awfully lonely. It gets awfully lonely. I try to, when I hear people make these comments, well, I got a good church. Well, what they mean is this most times, and I don't delve into it. What they mean is their ears are being tickled, see? And they're happy with that.
Yeah.
Now, I am not going to, if I'm going to go into a church and I'm not going to come out any smarter than I did before I walked in, it's no use to me. Because I could read the scriptures myself. I don't, you know, it's like going to school to learn and not being taught anything. It just doesn't make sense. And it seems, you would think, what disheartens me is you would think that people would question everything. See, I'm a pastor's nightmare. If I go into one of these 501c3 churches, my hand would be up every minute. Excuse me, my Bible doesn't say that. Where did you get that? They would throw me out.
Well, I tell you what, Chance, you're not very far away. You're not very far away from Huttonsville. You got to come to a Bible study sometime. I think you and Juliet.
I might do that. And David, God bless you. And I'm so glad that your wife saw the light and you two are connected. Because like I said, when you mentioned that your particular personal situation, it hit home with me because that happened to me. Oh, I can't even count how many times on so many levels. And it's frustrating because, like I said, people just, I don't know, they just take for granted everything. They put their faith in everything. But the Bible and God himself, really, they're putting their faith in man, and it's such a big, big mistake. And God bless both of you now, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Chance. Thank you, Chance. God bless you. Praying for a restoration in your life.
And Jeremiah 17:5 says very clearly, "Cursed be the man puts his trust in man, that makes flesh his arm, whose heart departed from the Lord." That's what we've done. That's what we have done as a nation, as a church. Go ahead.
Amen.
We're down about the last 6 minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I love what the brother said. I love what Chance said. And he hit the nail on the head. See, that's why, again, talking about, I go back to Last Evangelist, it exposes Big Pharma. And that's what Chance was talking about how we need to turn to God. God is our doctor, right? And so it shows, episode 2 shows the devastation of the vaccine, the deadly vaccine. And that's why, again, I want to tell people if they want to come July 20th in person or virtually, they can walk the red carpet with us. Even online, you can go to davidhebner.tv and get your tickets. Or you can actually watch episode 1 on davidhebner.tv now. But here's the point to sum all this up. Here's the point. We can only serve one master. You cannot serve two. You can't dine at the table of demons and the table of God and expect everything to be hunky-dory. It's not going to happen that way.
No, it's not.
Right?
No, it's not.
So as time goes on, and I use this line in the movie, the closer you get to the truth, the lonelier it gets. As time goes on, we're going to have to make hard, hard, hard core decisions. Okay? Are you ready? Are you willing to make that decision? Are you? And you have to ask you that. I have to ask me that. We ask each other that. And we have to be truthful. Because if you're not willing to make that decision to be all in for God, I guarantee you the next time some scamdemic happens, you're going to fall for it. You're going to fall for it. If there's one iota, the devil will get in there and take advantage of that.
Well, you know, and I want to say this, folks, to encourage you too. That doesn't mean that there are not times that you won't be concerned and maybe a little bit scared. Hey,
oh yeah.
Courage is not the absence. The courage is not the absence of fear. It's overcoming the fear. Okay, faith overcomes fear. But yes, you may have time that it scares the pants off of you, and you're gonna feel lonely. Most people don't like confrontation. I don't. But you're going to have time that you're going to have confrontation. It's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I do an online preaching 11 o'clock a.m. every Sunday. And you can go to davidhebner.tv. It's free to watch it. I'm on YouTube and all that. And, Pastor, here's the deal. I tell people you've never really lived until you've found something worth dying for.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
You never have, and I tell this, when you are willing to die for something, you love it so much, you're so into it, you're so passionate, that you're willing to go all the way and suffer any kind of ramification, just like Jesus did for us on the cross. He loved us so much, he was willing to die to go all the way. So you never really lived until you found someone worth dying for, and you never lived until you find that someone who died for you. That's Jesus.
You never learn to live till you lose your fear of death, and that's just a fact. That's the way it is.
Absolutely.
Because fear will tie you down, tangle you up.
Yeah.
You will be and misery about all the time, especially in the world today. As I've said many, many times, it's impossible for a righteous man to peaceably coexist with evil. It's impossible.
Yep.
Folks, we're about out of time. If you'll make a phone call, call us. We'd love to hear from you. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Dave. Hey, I want to just put a verse of scripture that you talked about at the beginning of your sermon here, or whatever you want to call it. You know, just in Luke chapter 9, verse 26. And so whomsoever shall be ashamed of me and my words, very key word, and my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and with the holy angels. Now, he's talking about taking a public stand here. He's talking to his disciples. He's talking to people there. You have to take a public stand. Going to church, and I'm all for that if you can find a good church, but like both of you have had, I've been to churches that I would never even go back and step inside the door. And that's unfortunate, but it's true. But, however, You know, just going to church and jumping up and down and singing songs and stuff and saying, "Oh, I love you, Jesus," and everything. But boy, when they walk outside that door, you can't get them to just speak anything. I mean, they'll walk around with their hat on backwards, you know, and it says New York Yankees on it or something like that. Well, why don't they put it on there, you know, I'm a Christian man, let the person behind them see that hat that's on backwards. I mean, these people are walking around backwards anyways. And, I'm going to tell you, I've been out on the street for a long, long time trying to profess Jesus Christ. And you know, people don't really want to talk to me. But still, I mean, Jesus and his disciples were on the street. Are we any better than Jesus and his disciples? Do we hide inside of a building and jump and shout and leave? And that's, and then you won't even talk about that, you know, to the public, you know, at all. And so I understand exactly what you two are talking about. And, you know, it's a sad thing, you know, because I don't know when Jesus is coming back. But I'm going to tell you what, you cannot just speak his words inside of a building and then leave them there because he knows. That's all I have to say. God bless you both for what you do.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Thank you. David, one more time. How can he watch your movie? We're going off the air in about 30 seconds. How can he watch a movie?
Okay, go to davidhebner.tv. You can watch Last Evangelist and over 700 other videos of the things we're talking about. July 20th. And Dayton, Ohio, or you can be virtual online, walk the red carpet, watch episode 1 and 2, go to davidhebner.tv or text the word CHOSEN to 91999 or call 844-806-0006. I love you.
God bless you, David. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Micah Van Hus. You don't want to miss that program. God bless. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.